With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. The month of May brings us birthday celebrations for two great composers, Johannes Brahms and Gabriel Fauré, who, while they were only 12 years apart in age, composed in vastly different styles, reflecting their own national musical heritage and changing times. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll explore some of their sacred choral and organ music. We'll begin with choral music of Brahms transcribed for brass and organ. Mel Butler and the Boston Brass perform Gary Olson's transcription of Let Nothing Ever Grieve Thee, commonly known as the Geistliches Lied.
Thank you.
Let Nothing Ever Grieve Thee by Johannes Brahms, as transcribed by Gary Olson for brass and organ. Organist Mel Butler was joined by the Boston Brass, recorded at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle. While Brahms spent the majority of his professional life in Vienna, Gabriel Fauré, 12 years his junior, spent most of his life, from the age of 9, in Paris. 2020 marks the 175th birthday of Fauré, born May 12, 1845. We'll hear from his works next. En Prière was originally composed for solo voice and piano, setting a text by Stéphane Bordes. It's equally effective as a piece for treble voices and organ, as we'll hear in this recording of the Girl Choristers of All Saints Church, Northampton. Edward Whiting directs and Richard Pennell accompanies. The Girl Choristers of All Saints Church, Northampton, sang the lovely En Prière by birthday composer Gabriel Fauré. Edward Whiting conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though his Requiem, Opus 48, is deservedly seen as the apex of Fauré's choral writing, many of these smaller motets point the way toward it with their gratifying melodies and supporting harmonies. Another example, also for treble voices and organ, is a setting of Ave Verum Corpus. We'll hear the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter and accompanied by John Scott. Thank you. Ave Verum Corpus by Gabriel Fauré was sung by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. Johannes Brahms was born in Hamburg on May 7, 1833, where his father was a professional musician. He had an older sister, Elise, and a younger brother, Fritz, who also became a pianist like his brother. In 1859, Johannes composed a setting of Psalm 13 for three-part women's voices and organ. The text begins, "How wilt thou forget me, O Lord?" and is something of a lamentation, but concludes with an affirmation of God's mercy and salvation. The music certainly reflects this as well, with a turn of expressive warmth in the affirmative key of G major in the final section. The Corydon Singers perform, directed by Matthew Best.
Thank you.
Matthew Best led the Corydon singers in Johannes Brahms's setting of Psalm 13. John Scott played the organ. Though he composed some organ pieces early in his career, Brahms didn't return to the instrument until the last year of his life. During that time, perhaps in response to the deaths of several close friends, including Clara Schumann, he composed a set of 11 chorale preludes published after his death as Opus 122. The tone of the set is generally quite solemn and reflective of chorale texts contemplating the end of earthly life. We hear the first of the set, Mein Jesu, der du mich, My Jesus leadeth me. John Weaver plays the organ of University Presbyterian Church in Seattle. Mein Jesu, der du mich, the first of 11 chorale preludes, Opus 122, by Johannes Brahms. John Weaver played the Reuter organ at University Presbyterian Church in Seattle. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another of the brief motets of Gabriel Fauré is one of several settings of Ave Maria. Composed in 1895 and originally scored for mezzo-soprano or baritone and organ, we'll hear the girl choristers of All Saints Church Northampton sing, led by Edward Whiting. The girl choristers of All Saints Church Northampton sang Ave Maria from Opus 67 by Gabriel Fauré. Edward Whiting directed. Fauré's setting of Tantum Ergo takes a portion of the text from St. Thomas Aquinas' great hymn, Pange Lingua, and sets it for treble voices and organ. In this recording, we'll hear three trebles from the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, Richard Pitzinger, Jack Keller, and Samuel Shipps. Kevin Kwan plays the organ. Tantum Ergo by Gabriel Fauré was sung by three trebles from the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, Richard Pitzinger, Jack Keller, and Samuel Shipps. Kevin Kwan accompanied. We'll continue with another of the 11 chorale preludes for organ by Johannes Brahms. This sets the chorale Herzlich tut mich verlangen, My Heart is Filled with Longing, the tune of which we also know as the Passion Chorale, or O Sacred Head Now Wounded. Diane Meredith Belcher plays the organ at William Jewell College in Liberty, Missouri.
Thank you.
Herzlich tut mich verlangen, one of the 11 chorale preludes by Brahms, was performed by Diane Meredith Belcher on the organ in Gano Chapel on the campus of William Jewell College in Liberty, Missouri. While music lovers are well acquainted with Ein Deutsches Requiem in its version for large orchestral and choral forces, fewer are aware of a second version that Brahms prepared. For its London premiere, which was offered in a salon of a prominent London family, the performing forces included just 30 of the best professional singers in London and an accompaniment for piano four hands devised by the composer. What's remarkable to me is that this same music, which is so grand in its full version, is equally compelling in this smaller scale setting and takes on the air of chamber music. We'll listen to the first movement, Selig sind die, da Leid tragen, from a wonderful recording by Seraphic Fire, directed by Patrick Dupré Quigley.
Thank you.
Selig sind die da leid tragen from Ein deutsches Requiem by Johannes Brahms. Patrick Dupre Quigley led Seraphic Fire in that performance. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Gabriel Fauré's earliest published piece was the familiar Cantique de Jean Racine, written as a competition piece when he was 20 years old and studying at the École Niedermeyer in Paris. It won first prize. We'll hear it with an orchestration devised by John Rotter, who leads the Cambridge Singers in this performance. The Cambridge Singers performed the Cantique de Jean Racine by Gabriel Fauré. Members of the City of London Sinfonia accompanied, and all were conducted by John Rutter. The organ music of Brahms amply demonstrates his contrapuntal skill and also shows his high regard for the works of his German forebear, Johann Sebastian Bach. We'll hear his brooding fugue on the chorale O Traurigkeit Herzelied, performed by Scott Hanoyan on the organ of the Washington National Cathedral. The Fugue on O Traurigkeit, Herzelied by birthday composer Johannes Brahms, as performed by Scott Hanoyan at the Washington National Cathedral. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to celebrate the May birthdays of two beloved composers, Johannes Brahms and Gabriel Fauré. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be beautiful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.